Welcome to Ringside with Eric Dean, presented by Mile High Sports. I am your Colorado Avalanche beat writer for Colorado Hockey Now, podcaster for Mile High Sports, coming to you early Friday morning before the Avalanche practice ahead of their home opener on Saturday. Colorado had the day off on Thursday following the game in Vegas on Wednesday, which of course is what we'll be breaking down. They flew back home late Wednesday night, took Thursday off, back to practice here in just a couple hours, and boy, what a game it was. I am very much intrigued by what we saw, because I'm very much intrigued by what we are expecting and what we're going to see here in the next couple months. The reality is, or not couple months, I should say a few weeks, maybe about a month, month and a half, until, of course, the Avalanche start to get some guys back. But the reality is, the lineup that the Avalanche are currently riding with is one that is not quite the one that we expect to see at the end of the season, which we expect to see, you know, help the Avalanche win a Stanley Cup, you know, assuming that they become what we expect them to be, and that's a Stanley Cup contender for, you know, several years in a row here. But the biggest issue, of course, with how that game shook out was the goaltending. It's the fact that the goaltending. It's the fact that, you know, in 2023, we saw Alexander Georgiev have a pretty good year with the Avalanche. But we also saw the Avalanche play really good with their coverage, really good defensively. We saw Cale Makar have a pretty damn good year. We saw all these guys kind of stick out. But last year, if you remember, it kind of felt like, as funny as it is to say for a 90-point season, it kind of felt like Cale Makar's worst season out of the bunch that he had. And, you know, his worst season is still the second or third best season in the NHL last year among defensemen. But he had a lot of turnovers, breakdowns, mental lapses, things like that. And you know, once those things were happening, what we saw a lot last season is, you know, teams make mistakes, but when those mistakes happen, you need your goalie to bail you out. But the Avalanche weren't always getting that bailout from Alexander Georgiev. That's exactly what it felt like yesterday. Or sorry, 2 days ago on Wednesday. That's exactly the type of game that it felt like happened again in Vegas. It was very reminiscent of game one against the Winnipeg Jets last year in the playoffs, where the Avalanche did everything they can offensively to keep up, but every defensive mistake they made ended up in the back of their net. Every time, and I'm not even going to say Stone's name or Eichel's name, every time Victor Olofsson had the puck on his stick with an opportunity to shoot, it felt like it was going to go in. And that's a little scary. Now, does that mean that Alexander Georgiev cannot bounce back from this? Does that mean that he can't have a good homestand here that begins on Saturday against the Columbus Blue Jackets, 4 straight games over 7 nights, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday? Does that mean he can't have a good 2 or 3 games in that stretch and bounce back just like he did in the playoffs? No, it doesn't mean that. But it is a little bit worrying that, you know, Georgiev had his entire first season here where it felt pretty good, his entire second season here where it was that insane roller coaster, where it felt like every time there was a deadline that the Avalanche had to hit to make a trade, they were saved by Georgiev, or they were saved by a call-up for Justus Annan as the backup, who is someone that I still don't entirely believe has proven that he can be a full-time backup. The Avalanche still need to figure out if that's going to be a thing. But it just felt like every time the Avalanche, you know, they got close to the trade deadline, do they need another goalie? And Georgiev's playing pretty well, and Justus Annan's gotten called up and has a couple shutouts against the Blackhawks, which is a bad team, sure, but a couple of other wins, and, you know, beat Nashville in a game where he came in relief, and Nashville's a good team, and took Tampa Bay right to the end. Like, you know, some pretty good games from him, and it just felt like, nah, we're good here. And I just wonder... I wondered, if a full offseason would have given Georgiev the opportunity to reset, to go into the third year of his contract, pending UFA at the end of the season, with a clear mind and the ability to say, let's move forward, let's forget about last year, let's go back to the guy we were in the first year in Denver, and let's bounce back. And then In the preseason, he didn't look all that great. And then in the regular season opener, he didn't look all that great. Preseason, the reason why I mentioned that and it matters is this is probably the only time you'll hear it is. Preseason matters for goaltenders. It doesn't matter as much for offense, for defense, for the way the team is playing, because especially with what we saw with the Avalanche, you're playing, you know, what was it, Jean-Luc Foudis and the Jason Megnas, and those kinds of guys are getting a majority of the game where, yeah, you lose 3-2 to Utah and 6-1 to Vegas or whatever, and it's like, eh, who cares? But it does matter for the goaltenders because the preseason, even though you're not always facing NHL shooters, the game doesn't change for the goaltender. The only way it changes is instead of having Cale Makar and Devon Taves in front of you, it might be, you know, Sean Behrens and Keaton Middleton and these other guys. But the competition on the other side, instead of it being Jack Eichel and Mark Stone, it might be the guys that are in the minors for Vegas. So it kind of cancels out. But in the end, as the goaltender, you have guys in front of you that, yeah, sure, you don't read off of them the same way you do with Makar, Taves, Manson, Girard. You know, the guys you're used to in the NHL. You've played 30 games with Sam Malinsky in front of you. These are the guys you are used to. Sure, you're not always playing with them. And when they are there, it's only a few of them in the lineup on any given night in the preseason. But your duty as the goaltender is to stop the puck. When your team has a defensive lapse, come in and make the extra save. Come in and bail them out. And Georgiev wasn't doing that in the preseason. He had that one full game and didn't look great in it. And then I think he played also a half a game and he was okay. He was just fine. But moral of the story, he didn't stick out in a positive way. Does it always matter? No. But for goaltending, it matters a little bit more than forwards. So then he comes out to this game and the Avalanche, they start pretty strong. It reminded me of last year's season opener in LA against the Los Angeles Kings, where it just felt like the Kings were a stacked team and you're going into that arena and it felt like the Avalanche might struggle here, but they didn't. They came out with a victory and they looked pretty damn good doing it. Obviously they had Lekkonen and Nichushkin in the lineup, which if they had them yesterday, and I said yesterday again, if they had them on Wednesday, it may have been a little bit different, but of course they didn't. So without Lekkonen and without Nichushkin, your lineup looks a little bit worse, obviously, when it comes to the offense. Kovalenko looked pretty decent. Callum Ritchie had his moments, but obviously you can tell he was kind of in over his head. Like I wrote on Colorado Hockey Now in my game recap, welcome to the NHL, kid. It's the Vegas Golden Knights. Like, this is your moment to realize that it ain't that easy. So without Lekkonen, without Nichushkin, you're missing a couple guys. You got Casey Mittelstadt centering a couple of rookies. But your top guys, your McKinnons, your Rantanens, your Makars, your Taves, and of course Jonathan Drouin, who had some flashes but wasn't quite at the level of McKinnon and Rantanen on Wednesday. They come out, they play great. The Avalanche come out to a strong start. They score the first goal, but then on the very next play, Victor Olofsson scores what should have been a stoppable shot. I didn't go to Vegas, so I watched the game on TNT, and if any of you guys were watching the intermission when they did the breakdown, where Lundqvist and Gretzky and Biz and Anson Carter and all the guys were, you know, in that part of the studio where they have the net and they give everybody a stick and Lundqvist stands in the crease and they kind of all, you know, mimic the play that was happening. Biz talked about how, Lundqvist talked about how when Olofsson, you know, he put the puck on the other side of the stick and kind of psyched out Calvin DeHaan and then spun around and shot it. By the time he was doing that, Lundqvist was mentioning standing in the crease that he noticed Georgiev was already, not only was he already down and not standing straight, and had he been standing straight, he would have stopped the puck, but he was already trailing back to the center of the crease because he was expecting the pass. And I can't remember the exact words. I wish I wrote it down, but Lundqvist said something along the lines of, play the game in the moment. Don't play what you expect the game's going to be, because when you do that, when you play what you're expecting, you're losing track of the fact that you're no longer playing in the moment and playing what is happening. And I think that's what we saw there on that first goal. It was a very, very easy goal for the Vegas Golden Knights, and it's 1-1. The Avalanche still looked fine. Vegas was starting to come on a little bit, but Colorado still looked pretty good. And then you get to the end of the period, and suddenly Vegas's top line versus Colorado's top line. Vegas scores, go back for a faceoff. They win the faceoff. Nathan MacKinnon cruises a little bit. Kale McCarr pinches at the blue line. Devontaeves is suddenly on a 2-on-1 with Eichel and Stone, and suddenly it's 3-1 Vegas. And the period ends. Colorado had scored the first goal, had looked good for the first 6-7 minutes, for the first 10 minutes, I should say, and they enter the intermission down 3-1. Second period comes out. Colorado scores again 3-2. A defensive lapse, a breakdown. Goalie doesn't bail you out 4-2 pretty quickly after. Then they make it 4-3, defensive lapse, breakdown, goalie doesn't bail you out, 5-3. Then they make it 5-4, defensive lapse, breakdown, now it's Justus Annunen, goalie doesn't bail you out, 6-4, goalie doesn't bail you out, 7-4. The Avalanche played freaking 5 minutes almost, 4 minutes and 40 seconds, I think, of empty net time, and it took that long for Vegas to score on the empty net. Like, it was just a brutal showing. And again, it reminded me a lot of that game against the Winnipeg Jets, where Colorado's offense in game one was doing everything it can to keep the Avs in the game. But anytime they showed life, the goalie failed to make a save at the other end. So I really, really wonder what happens over the next month. I said in the beginning, I'm going to be intrigued by what happens over the next month for two reasons. Number one, as silly as it sounds, at least to me, and maybe this is stupid of me, goaltending was the least of my worries, and not literally, obviously, but goaltending was nowhere close to the top of my worries for things to think about early in the season. Because of the Landeskog and the Nichushkin and the Lekkonen and stuff, because of the rookies in the lineup, because of Casey Mittelstadt's first full year with the Avalanche, because of the new defense and the Malinsky and the Dahan and the Shillington and what used to be Brännström is now Ludvig, there were so many things that were on my mind that goaltending wasn't one of them. But now it is. Now it feels like where we felt in 2023-24. Is it going to stay like that forever? Well, we're going to have to wait and see what Georgiev does. Maybe in a week from now, we're not talking about goaltending. Maybe the Avalanche go 4-0 in the homestand. Annunen plays twice. Justus plays twice. Georgiev plays twice. The Avalanche look good. They're 4-1. They win 4 games. We'll see if that actually happens. I don't know. But it's possible that goaltending isn't an issue. It was just a bad game that you have to bounce back for, similar to what we saw against the Winnipeg Jets. But what I will say is that because of goaltending being another thing you have to worry about, it's going to be a very intriguing month and a half. 16 games until Val Nichushkin is even clear to be reinstated. Again, we don't know quite yet if when he is reinstated, what that means. Was he already practicing before then? Was he already with the team and getting his legs under him? Was he already with the team in the team facilities and working out? Or is he not joining or doing anything with the Colorado Avalanche until he's reinstated no earlier than November 13th? So minimum 16 games, you're not going to see him. Arturi Lekkonen, it sounds like probably the same around the same kind of recovery timeline. Because he's got an appointment with the doctors at the end of the month just to see where he's at. And the Avalanche play 11 games in October. Like, there's 10 more games before you get him back. So, well, 10 more games minimum, I should say. So, without those guys, with the goaltending being what it is, it's going to be a very intriguing time. Because a lot of people have predicted, a lot of people have said, the Avalanche are probably going to stumble out of the gate. This is Mile High Sports. I was on the radio show with Sean Drotar early in the day on Wednesday before the game, and Nate Lundy was on the show, and before he jumped off and I jumped on to replace him, he said he's taken Vegas Golden Knights money line. He runs a betting show, and he said one of the things to keep an eye on is the Vegas Golden Knights on the money line for that very reason. The Avalanche are probably going to stumble out of the gate. They got a lot of things that they have to worry about. But again, maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm the idiot for being distracted by all the other things I discussed earlier. But goaltending wasn't one of the things that I thought was going to be an issue. Did I think the Avalanche were going to get 930 goaltending? No, but I figured league average, you got a decent league average starter. You got a decent league average backup. Not a 1A, 1B. A lot of teams have 1A, 1Bs. The Avalanche don't have a 1A, 1B. They have a decent league average backup. They have a decent league average starter. What we saw on Wednesday was not decent league average from any of those guys. Alexander Georgiev had a .688 save percentage, and Justus Annunen had a .600. He stopped 3 of 5 shots. Georgiev let in 16 goals, stopped 11. Sorry, Georgiev faced 16 shots and stopped 11. Not good for either guy. In the playoffs last year, going back to that, against the Winnipeg Jets, of course, they lose game one, and Georgiev looked brutal. They played 10 more games after that. They won 6, they lost 4. But Georgiev looked a hell of a lot better after that. That's what they're going to need for a bounce back here. Just looking back at the playoffs, so that first game, 23 shots, 7 goals against. Good grief, I had forgotten just how bad it was. And Georgiev had a .696 save percentage. Game 2, 30 shots against, .933 save percentage. 24 shots against, .917. 27 shots against, .963. 36 shots against, .944. That was just the series against Winnipeg. And then Dallas, there was a little bit more of a stumbling block. .864, .871, .905. .879, .885, .947 in the game where they lost in double overtime. But he looked pretty decent, you know? 933, 917, 963, 944, 905, and 947. Those are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the games. 7 of the games. If that's the kind of bounce back he has, they're going to fare a hell of a lot better. And they're going to look a hell of a lot better than they did against the Golden Knights while awaiting Lehkonen and Nichushkin. You want to stumble out of the gate, sure. Or you're going to stumble out of the gate, sure. You don't want to, obviously. But if you're going to stumble out of the gate, that's fine. Don't overdo it. You don't need to do what the Edmonton Oilers did last year, where you were, what, 2 wins out of your first 13 games? Like, you don't want to stumble to that extent. And you probably won't, because you have the reigning MVP on your team. Been recording for 17 minutes, 18 minutes now. First time I mention, Mikko Rantanen scored a hat trick on opening night. And we're barely talking about it. Although I will say, Mikko Rantanen doesn't have a contract, and it's going to be a tough one to figure out. But Mikko scores a hat trick. Nathan MacKinnon looks good. Kale McCarr's putting up points. Sam Girard had a couple of assists. Casey Mittelstadt had a nice goal. Kovalenko showed flashes of why he belongs in the NHL. Cal Ritchie showed flashes of why he's going to be an NHLer permanently in just a few years, is going to be a pretty good piece on this team. But the way that they played against the Golden Knights, all in all, wasn't terrible. It was a winnable game. Giving up 21, 22 shots. 4 high danger opportunities, I believe, is all Vegas Golden Knights had. You got to get better goaltending. You got to have better rush coverage, better D coverage. Coming back into the play, Nathan MacKinnon on that 2-on-1 play where he was the trailing player coming back, he literally let up for just a brief moment. And in that brief moment, it was enough for the 2-on-1 to take off and to get completely away from him. That's all it takes. A brief moment, a second, 2 seconds. That's all it takes to coast for a second or two, and it's in the back of your net. So let's see how the Avalanche do. It's going to be a, you know, not the same type of competition. You're playing the Columbus Blue Jackets. You're not playing the Vegas Golden Knights. Columbus, of course, still recovering from the tragedy that was the death of Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew Gaudreau. I feel for that team. I genuinely, genuinely feel for that team this season. But they're not going to have the same kind of year that the Vegas Golden Knights are going to have. Captain Boone Jenner is also going to be out for a very long time. So Columbus is going to struggle quite a bit. It's going to be an emotional night, by the way. If you're coming to Ball Arena, it's going to be a tough night. to celebrate the life of Johnny Gaudreau. I know it's going to be emotional. I know Ball Arena is going to come out for in support of Gaudreau and the Gaudreau family. But to go back to the hockey side of things, as tough as it is to just mention that and transition back, the Avs are going to be a little bit better off playing the Blue Jackets than they were the Vegas Golden Knights. So you need a bounce back there. You need a big one, but you need to play the game properly. And then after the Golden Knights, it gets a little bit tougher because you got the Islanders and the Bruins before you got the Anaheim Ducks next Friday. Jeez. But you got four games at home, then you got three games on the road, then you got three more games at home to finish off October, and then you go into November. It's got to be better all around than it was on Wednesday. But it's going to require your having the trust in your goaltender, because what I heard from Mikko Rantanen in the locker room, not that I was there, but I saw it from the other media members. Gorilla Sports had the video up of Mikko, and it was very reminiscent of the kind of things we heard last year, where it was every time we make a mistake, it's in the back of our net. And those are signs of not trusting your goaltender. And game one of 82, we cannot have the Avalanche going down this path again, and especially not this quickly, especially not when they're dealing with these types of injuries. So we'll see where it goes from here. The Avalanche are getting ready to practice here in just a little bit. So I'm going to call it a show right now, cover practice. I'll have some more coverage for you guys. Twitter, X, just a few hours from now. You can follow me on Twitter /X, X Twitter. At Run Right Arif. Follow Mile High Sports at Mile High Sports, their YouTube page at Mile High Sports. And you can follow all my writing, obviously, at ColoradoHockeyNow.com. And there's a Twitter page that posts all my articles as well. Call Hockey Now, COL Hockey Now. With that, I'm excited for opening night. I'm still excited that hockey's here. It still doesn't feel quite the same for me because I wasn't at the road opener, but I will be at the home opener, obviously. And it's going to be a fun year from here. So if you made it this far in the podcast, bless your pretty little heart. Let's make hockey for everyone. I'll talk to you guys after the home opener. We out ya.